First off, let me ask you, how many rounds do you say it went? Do you say it starts with this record? Do you say this whole thing starts with this record right here?
I'm saying it starts with Future and Metro. I'm not going all the way back. Like I'm starting.
But with, that Kendrick verse don't come without this right here. It don't. That verse don't happen.
That's true. That
Kendrick verse don't happen without this right here.
That's true. Okay, let's throw that in there.
Right.
So that happens.
So this is the initial punch, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know it took me a little while to understand why this was a shot at? Because this was the song that Drake had asked Kendrick to be on.
Right.
And then whatever happens, they don't end up making it. It's him and Cole. And then that big is the Super Bowl. That's what they're talking about. It took me a while to get that. Months. Right. So that's round. So that's the first shot. So the rebuttal to that, of course. Come on now. This might be tied for my song of the year, because this was the response to the initial shot. Come on. Yeah. That was the response. That was the end of round one. Who won that one?
Yeah, Kendrick.
I say that Kendrick one was tough.
So Kendrick up 1-0.
Okay. So then round two started with. So round two started with this, because this is the rebuttal. This is the rebuttal. Mm-hmm. April 19th. Look at the date. April 19th. That's this.
Yeah. The first one, Metro and Future, came out in March, right? That was March, right?
Yeah, that was March. First, Drake's album released towards the end of last year.
Okay.
Right? So First Person Shooter was end of last year. Metro was March. This was April 19th. Right? It's April 19th.
Push up.
And right. Towards the end of this record, you know what he was saying?
Yeah, that, okay.
Right?
Right.
So the response to that, no. He then followed it up with this right here. Hold on. He then followed up with the TaylorMade freestyle. The Big Pulaski, shout out to you. He comes in and says, Kendrick did to Drake what the Thunder did to the Pelicans. Clean sweep. We're discussing that right now. I guess we're starting off the show with that. So, well, first off, Danny, while I pull up this video, why don't you go ahead and tell the good folks who this podcast is brought to them by, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode 140 of Speak On It.
141?
141 of Speak On It. Sorry, it says 140 on the ticker.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh man, buddy, I thought I changed that. That's on me. But this show's brought to you by the good folks at goingfortwo.com. So what was the second one? Hold on. And while you do that, again, thanks everyone for joining us. I'm actually fixing the ticker right now. I thought I did that before we got on air. That's on me.
So the response, Drake releases push-ups, right? So we recognizing push-ups, right? And he finished it with the, you know. So then Kendrick still ain't responding. That's April
19th. Yep.
He probably dropped this. What was this? This was probably like a few days later. So maybe like the 22nd, 23rd. He dropped the TaylorMade freestyle.
Yep.
Right. Right. Let me tell you this. If push-ups was like a friendly jab, now I mean, just like seeing if we can test the pen. This right here, what he just did with that voice, I think that's what pissed him off.
So for me, Drake,
because in push-ups he did mention Whitney. We talked about that, right?
We talked about it last time.
Mentioning wives.
So
even if I let you slide on the wife statement, you still as someone who not from, now I mean, America. Mm-hmm. You come back and use this voice? AI?
And then he used Snoop. Snoop is alive.
So now so now Kendrick feeling like the West Coast and me got to sit up. Now you know. Okay, now you starting off round two. You say in round two, your go. Okay, bet. Because now I'm mad now.
Because Drake was up. That first one was a hit. And then he came out with that AI foolishness.
Like, you know what I mean? Drake had got two bops in. You know what I mean?
I don't count that as a hit. Like, I heard that AI stuff. Like, oh, that's corny. Like, that's whack. It was corny
too. But at the time, looking at it, we're talking about a couple weeks ago, end of April, everyone, Drake's released two records.
He's that's true.
To come out, Kendrick only has that verse. And everyone's like, yo, like, Kendrick, what you going to do? Or is Drake really going to, now, I mean, what are we doing? So you know what Kendrick then comes back with beginning of last week, I believe. Ooh, shit, my man said you're gonna... You funny on this. I ain't gonna hold you. Let me tell you something. This one right here? Hold on, let me get to it. Man, his own voice and new type suddenly solo kid. Everybody wanna him, you think about pushing. I said, hold on now. I said, whoa. I said, Drake, hold on. You might have pissed him off now. Because he was going. He was going. And this then, that's when I knew he had really pissed him off. No. Oh, so now you're letting me know, not only do I hate you, but I'm really surprised that you had the audacity to ask me to do a feature. We got some stuff to talk about.
We got some stuff. This is when Kendrick went on a 40-0 run. Like this, this is the run.
This is the run where this is the type of run where Darvin Ham should got he gotta call a timeout.
Yeah, this is a timeout run.
Yes, you gotta beep, 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 beep. Come on.
You got to bring in the record companies. Like, hey,
and
tell Kendrick.
This record is telling them, yo, I like Drake with the melodies. I just don't like you when you on this fake tough shit.
Hilarious. Can we get to the most scathing one of all? Like, I know Drake dropped Family Matters on Saturday. Like, that's the next one, which is a banger. Family Matters is the hardest diss track Drake has ever made. I heard Family Matters when it dropped Saturday. I was like, oh.
I will agree that Family Matters might be one of
like the line about if you hit your wife as a domestic abuse because you're smaller than her. I said, Jesus Christ, man. Oh, is it self-defense if you're smaller than her?
Okay, hold on. So that was before we answer that question. Uh-huh. That was round two. Euphoria versus the TaylorMade freestyle.
Oh, yeah, Euphoria wins.
So now... Drake down 2-0.
Drake
he
down
did nothing 2-0. Right now. He didn't expect the defense to be that strong when you popped up in game two. I wasn't expecting that.
Now let's be clear. Drake would have won that round to me if he didn't do that AI stuff. Like if he didn't do that AI stuff.
And I was telling a good friend of mine, I said, yo, the beat is fire. Once I hear the AI, it throws me off. Why didn't he just rap on that beat? Because he was kind of talking.
And okay. Snoop is alive.
Snoop is alive. So Euphoria comes out, right? And everyone's like, yo, whoa, Drake. I don't know if this is the I don't know if this is the everyone's warning him, yo, Drake, leave it alone. Don't say nothing. Abort mission. Leave it alone. And you know what he says?
He said, I'm light skinned. I can't.
He said, oh yeah, we got him. Drake said, oh, we got him right where we oh, he said, what? Y'all got three safeties? So we can no what y'all not gonna double my man right here? Oh, we got him. See, you know what Drake does?
Maybe in this song, you shouldn't start by saying nigga. I said I'm gonna be mad. I've emptied the clip
over friendly or jazz. You mentioned my scene. I deal with his dad. I gotta go back. No, hold on. I got the order wrong. Because you know what? Because Euphoria dropped. Then you know what happened? Excuse me, I got the timeline wrong. He then double back a few days later. With 616 in LA. Then Drake dropped Family Matters.
Yeah, I forgot about 616 in LA.
So then after Euphoria.
So 616 in LA is the start of round three.
Yes. So now Kendrick says, oh, you want to double up? I'm going to show you a double up. Then he comes back with 616 in LA. Now let me tell you something. When I heard 666 in LA the first time, I said, first off, this beat fire. And in the back half of it, I was like, this beat fire for one, and he was really getting at Drake, like, the last couple bars.
Yeah.
Then I listened to it again, and I said, no, I think he was really trying to paint the picture of why I ended up really getting at this motherfucker. So here's what I think. So this is how I interpret the song. So he's talking about how he just chilling on the beach, living life. I'm chilling. I'm at peace, God. I ain't bothering nobody. I ain't even got a phone. I've been everywhere in the world. I ain't got a phone. I just been outside in Africa with some kids.
With some kids.
Right? So right here, I think he's saying, yo, this little light-skinned brother, I ain't sharpening myself. But God, if we go there, I'm going to really get at him. Do I need to go there with him? So I think he's battling internally. He talking?
This is a T.I. versus Tip moment. You remember that album?
Yo, hold on. Can we talk about that for a second? I forgot what song it was. Do you remember the music video for one of them T.I. versus Tip songs? The music, it was a video of him doing push-ups versus himself.
Yes, I forgot the song. So the other week I was on Spotify and that album came up and I was like, let me get us a spin. I got to like three songs. I was like, all right, I'm done.
Now listen, T.I. still got bangers, but sometimes you just hear his music now and you're just like, yo, this, what, how is this the same guy that be doing some of the antics?
This is the guy that was dishing Shawty Low. The guy who arguing with himself and who telling him, he told himself in the song, "Yo, meet me at the mirror." What?
this who took the necklace off of Lauren London. I mean,
this the same dude Lauren London was digging, even if it's fictional.
Oh man! All right, back to 616 in LA. So right here, this is where I feel like he's internally debating. Yo, should I really get at this Canadian mother? I don't know. Now he's looking in the mirror saying, yo, I am from Compton, though. And this, he really trying me right now.
He's really trying me.
And I think right up in here, he said, all right, I'm going to sit up. I got something for this dude.
We've made the decision.
He said, we went with the devil on the right shoulder. I got something for this dude. So now he just starts, let me just pick him apart one by one. Jab, 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 jab. And you can hear it. So basically, he attacks Drake in all types of ways, characters. I mean, just do it all. I think around this, I was like, ooh, Drake, I really don't know if you want these problems. And you know what I noticed? From Euphoria, I mean, from Like That to Euphoria to now 616 in LA, he jabbing you, he punching you, Drake, but he punching you in different type of ways. Like if Like That was like a good bop, just initial straight jab, well now, like Euphoria is a good like right hook, but it's a body right hook. I mean, you won't even expect it because he's doing it in a whole different creative way. Then 616 in LA, not only is he looking at his clock and location like you do, he is smoking one of these tracks.
Hilarious.
He got Al Green. He got an Al Green clear sample. Like, yo, Drake, shout out. We gotta go.
Shout out to his production team and his engineers, dog. Because they've been working for a month.
Listen, he didn't got a Metro beat. He didn't got a Cardo beat. Cardo who produced Euphoria. He didn't got an Al Green sample.
He done got a Mustard beat. He didn't got.
Hold on, we're not there yet.
But I'm like his, but like right. his team and for the past month
as well.
Like, yeah, he did the past month. I hope he paying them OT because them people ain't seen their families in a month.
In this record, Kendrick really gets at the fact that he has some information that maybe came from someone in Drake's camp. Have you ever thought OVO was working for me? Right, and so with that, now Drake's like, oh, we got him. We planted this fake information. This is Drake's POV. We planted this fake information. Now, boom, we're just going to attack, attack, attack. We got him right where we want him. So that's when he comes with.
Maybe in this song, you shouldn't start by saying.
Nigga, I said. The clip over friendly or jazz. You're so funny. I deal with his dad. I gotta go bad. I was like, I said, woo! So right up in here, I was like, all right, Drake, you got to get him now. You about to get him now.
And the visual, like the fact that he dropped a video crushing the van, I was like, okay.
A lot, you know, a lot of people said that wasn't the actual van, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't the actual van, but we understood what he was saying. Yeah. Like, it didn't have to be the real van.
Creative agencies, we understand the
visual. Yeah, we understand what he meant.
Yeah.
And when he dropped that 30 minutes, I was like, all right, he back in it. Like, he was down 2-0. Now he up 2-1.
He is stirring him up on three different beats.
Three different beats.
The first one won't even the best one. It's, Hey, look, he is really getting that, folks.
He not breathing. He not breathing.
So he is getting active. And that, so when this dropped, I'm like, okay, Drake, that is how you, that's how you do it, Drake.
That's how you do
that's
it.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it. Right up in there. That I like that. I like that, Drake. I was DJing when this came out, so I didn't really hear the initial one. But oh,
I was sitting on my sofa and I said, Jesus.
But this is like, as I'm driving home, I'm like, yo, he is smoking this. Like, this is nice, Drake. This is nice. This is nice. But then,
and then
the crazy shit happened. That following the person, when I went back to the message thread of the person who said, yo, Drake just dropped and it's heat. The next thing, the next, like, maybe like a 30 minutes later, I just got a whole bunch of OMFFG, OMFFG, OMFFG. Yo, Kendrick just dropped right after him.
Same.
And obviously, I mean, he's like texting me, yo, check your phone. Kendrick just dropped again. So eventually, you know, obviously I'm DJing, so I couldn't really see at the time. So eventually I then go listen to what he dropped immediately after, and it's this. I swear this, to God, I paused it right there and I said, what the fuck am I about to listen
like,
to?
This is like the story of Adidon, like the same level. Like, I know everyone likes the last one, but to me, like, this is the most scathing out of all of them. He talked to his son, his mom, his dad, his baby mama, and it comes for him. Like, that is the most scathing thing Kendrick has ever done in this whole thing.
Like,
that won it.
Gritty, nasty bar.
I'm sorry that man is your father. Mm. I wish your grandfather would have wore a condom.
Dennis, your son's a sick man with sick thoughts. I think men like him should
die slow.
Get at him. I heard this. I promise you. I'm in the car driving, mouth just jaw drop, pause. I was like, oh my God.
Like, that was, for me, that was like, oh, this is it. You can't come back from that. You can't come back from someone calling you a pedophile.
I got home, and then I started doing the math. I said, hold on. So Drake was in his song saying that he planted fake information, and that was Drake's red button. That was his nuke. That was the boom, knock you out. Hadouken, Kamehameha, spirit bomb. And when he finished with throwing the spirit bomb, it's like Kid Boo is just standing there like, You don't even know. I promise you, I was like, yo, he stepped on it. And what was it? 30 minutes?
It was like 30, 45 minutes. Because if Family Matters had 24 hours to breathe, Drake would be up this round. Like, it just needed some time to breathe. And Kendrick's like, no, I'm going to put this fire out real quick.
So what? So hold on. That was, so hold on.
So it was 6:16 in LA, and then it was Family Matters. So Drake was winning that round.
So that started the new round then. So it's,
no, 6:16 in LA started new round. So 6:16 in LA is round three, right?
Versus
Family Matters.
It was like that at First Person Shooter. We gave it to like that. Then it was Euphoria versus Push Ups. We gave that to Push Ups.
Yep.
Then it was 6:16 in LA versus Taylor Made Freestyle. No, yeah.
Yeah, then 616 in LA. And that was Family Matters versus Meet the Grahams. Meet the
Grahams. Yeah.
And Meet the Grahams.
Yeah.
Like, I've never, again, like, once about the one that dropped Sunday or the next.
I'm talking the timing, the strategy, because I was like, yo, because now it throws off, now it muddies the water. Even if what Drake is saying is true, it muddies the water of what's believable or not. Because if you said you had fake information, then how did he drop immediately right after you?
Oh, it just confirmed that Kendrick had a mole. That's all. Like, Kendrick's like, oh, no, I'm not lying. I have a mole in your camp.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, so then how did he drop this like immediately right after if you don't? And then it's like, okay, and if you did plant the fake information, wouldn't that have been in your diss?
Yes. Where that, is the proof? I believe
I'm going to say this. I'm not going to say that was a mistake on Drake's part, but it was.
I will.
It may have been a slight flaw.
If you're telling me you're feeding someone fake information and you don't have proof of you feeding them that fake information, you didn't do anything. I don't believe that for a second.
And the only thing after Meet the Grants came out, he immediately got on Instagram and dropped the meme about the fake daughter. Like, if I have a fake daughter, someone please show it to me. Or
I'll say about being a pedophile. Didn't say. And then the other one.
And then everyone was like, so you're just not going to address that? This is the discourse that night. You're just not going to address that?
But that's the thing about the pedophile stuff. If you don't say anything, you're guilty by side, like, without saying anything. But if you do say something, they're like, oh, dog, you lying. Like, why are you talking about it if it ain't true, right? Because he said something about Millie Bobby Brown. And someone was like, well, we didn't say anything about Millie. Yeah, we didn't say anything about Millie Bobby Brown. That was all you, pimp.
Yeah. So now Kendrick is starting a new round. No, so he just finished that round and just took it late submission. Like, late submission, he took that round. He got a knockdown late in that round.
Yep.
To take it. And he's sitting, bell rings. Next morning, the dust is settling. Everyone's like, yo, OMG, yo. Drake got a daughter, this, that, and a third. And you know what Kendrick doubles back with? Yo, if Meet the Grahams was like, if Meet the Grahams was like a death beam, this was like when the Power Rangers formed together and hit their ultimate move before finishing a bad guy, because this is what Kendrick came back with. He said, yo, because in Meet the Grahams, he was basically talking about how he was also, you know, steals a little bit of culture because, you know, he ain't got no character identity, stuff like that. So he says, you know what I'm gonna do for my final move? I'm gonna hit you with true culture, my culture, the LA way. So you know who he did? Since you want to see Pac, since you want to see Compton, since you want to see the West Coast, I'm gonna give you the updated hit him up. I see dead people. I heard that. I said, oh my God. Oh no.
When I saw the cover art, I said, Jesus.
Woo! Let me tell you something. No. When I heard the beat, I said, oh, he went West Coast on him, Drake. This might be. I literally was like, I was slapping the wall of my house yelling, get this, Kendrick. I know where this is about to go, man.
Because Kendrick is, he doesn't make it listen
to the full song all the way through.
Say what?
How many times did you have to restart it? Like, first, like, before you got through it, like, one whole time.
So I played through it. Like, I listened to it because I wanted to hear it. So I listened to it the whole way through the first time. And then I kept starting over because it's just.
It took me about six times. I restarted about six times because it was like I get to something here. I'll show you.
I see dead people.
I was like, okay, where are we going with it? Okay. Immediately, you just get a little two-step on.
Oh, you can hear the Chuck Taylors scraping the concrete.
Then I'm like, hold on. I said, hold on, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh, I said, wait a minute, hold on. I said, hold on, he's getting at him. I said, hold on, he's getting at him. Drake.
And then Drake deletes the photo off Instagram of him and Karl Malone when they were neighbors.
I was like, Drake, Drake, what? I, at this point, I'm yelling. Then I'm like, oh my God, Drake. I said, Drake, fight back, fight back. Listen to what I'm yelling. Fight back, fight back.
He can't.
Then I'm like, okay, now I'm back on my bopping. I was like, whoa. I said, all right, let me listen back in. Because listen, between each verse, there's a part when you just, when he rapping, but I mean, he's talking, but you just kind of have a bop. And then there's also in the same verse, he also kind of calling your attention. Hey, while I'm just sitting, sending some shots, let me also tell you about this dude. Let me also just tell you about him. So he said, say, Drake. I said, okay, let me stop my two bop. Let me see what you're saying. No, he's not.
He came with the John Stockton and he's gonna be a little more direct.
Now I'm like, then I'm like, ooh. I said, damn, Party caught a shot. I said, oh no! I said, no, he did it!
Certified pedophile.
I said, no, he did it. I said, oh yeah, this is about to get spooky. Yo, dog, we had a minute in. We only a minute in. I look at the rest of the song. There's about 3 minutes left.
There's 3 minutes left.
So now I'm sitting at the edge of my bed with the song pause, and I'm like, oh my God, what am I about to listen to? I said, but yo, this shit is hard. So now I get back into it. Oh. Now I'm back doing my bop.
And that was it. That was it.
And now that, listen, this bar right here let me know, I knew then he wrote this shit in between hearing Family Matters and dropping Meet the Grams.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I said, yo, imagine being in the studio when somebody hear a beat and come out with this.
I'm sure Mustard was like, you can have this.
I'm sure, because you know there was like probably some other rappers in the room just like, yo, just, you know, because you know how creatives work. When they're in that process, they're never just sitting and hanging alone. So I know the other rappers in the room had to just look at him and just be like, yeah, I don't want no problems with him. If that's what you can go in the booth and do and come out with when you hear that beat.
You know what they said to themselves? I'm on the right side of history.
I'm on the right side. Listen, I'm on the right side of history and I'm going to shut my ass up.
I am on the right side. I picked the right team.
I was like, yo, that is a way, because you know in the Drake song, he was like, just like he day free. And I was like, oh, I like that, Drake. And then less than 24 hours later, he comes back with.
Because you know 40 is in the OVO studio like. I don't know, man. I don't know, dog.
40 in that studio like. I ain't got one of them, big dog.
I don't know, dog. And then, not to get off track, the best part for me is, like, Drake tells Metro, shut your ass up and make some drums.
My brother. So, yeah, y'all remember in whatchamacallit, in push-ups. He told Metro, shut your ass up and make some drums. And everybody, thought shut your ass up and make some drums. So he said, oh, you want me to go make some drums? I got you.
This be so hard. It's so hard.
He said, oh, yeah, I'm going to play you some drums, motherfucker. I got some drums for you.
I'm going to raise an army of haters. And then put 100 racks on his head and said, whoever gives me the best verse, I give you $100,000 and I'll give you a free Metro beat. Now, let's be clear. Ain't nobody seen an ounce of that money, but still.
It's creative. Yeah, I can't rap. I'm not a rapper, But I know who will, though. Let the masses do it. Now you can hear all these raps about any and everything in the world, and in the back, you know what they're good, what the sample's just going to be saying? BBL Drizz.
It's so, it's on TikTok. Like, it's so catchy. And you know what? If Metro,
and then Drake, if then if you want to say fuck it, I just won't get on the internet, so I don't have to. I don't have to see this fucking Metro beat. Anytime you go out, you know what you gonna hear? They not like us. Now, I wanted to do this lyric breakdown for this song specifically because I want to get to this verse.
Okay.
At this moment in time, 124 and Not Like Us, I heard, as I was listening to his verse, I said, oh, he is deeply perturbed by Drake. Listen to how he's delivering these bars. Disrespect pop, nigga. I think that open show will be your last stop, nigga. They cold foul. I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird niggas and bird bitches. No. The audience is not dumb. Shape the stories how you want. Hey, Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep. I can go further, I promise. Ain't that some be restless for bitching? You Malibu most wanted. He don't love for you, Paul Boy. Fish get ready to suck. Look, he getting mad. I said, nah, not have this bitch jumping. You niggas will get a wedgie. You flipped over your boxes. We're hoping your foe. The other national option. Now he getting mad. Now he's mad. Yo, hold on. So I was today years old, like when I heard that song. Mm-hmm. I then found out Drake fucked Lil Wayne. That is true.
Yeah, that's true. Because Wayne talks about it. So Wayne talks about it in 6'7", and then there's another song. He talks about when he was in jail.
So hoes can't be hoes, so I couldn't blame Tim.
Yeah, that was 6'7". And then there's another bar in another song.
Yeah. So then I was like, okay. So now, no matter what lies he's telling, he's putting truth in here. So what he's trying to do is really just paint a picture of the type of person you might be to try to really character slay you. Drake was doing something similar with what he was saying about beating wives and kid may not being yours and stuff like that. Kendrick's taking another angle. But again, like I said it. But again, like I said before, Kendrick is doing it in different ways, different creative ways he's making this delivery. Right. So he gave you the Metro, the dun 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 dun, the loud drums. And he came back with Euphoria, maybe a more a car banger. You play that in the car and you're thumping heads. It rocks. And he is just 6 minutes of just getting at him, right? Then you have 616 in LA, a little bit more introspective. Now he's just talking about you, the man. Then you got Meet the Grams, which is more luxury. Yo, it's a family.
No, I feel like Meet the Grams is like empathetic. Like, I'm sorry.
Like a family therapy session.
Yeah, like, man, y'all don't deserve this. Y'all don't deserve that.
And then Not Like Us is, okay, now I'm going to take it West Coast and give you a club banger.
Because that's the knock on Kendrick. He raps like he's angry, and he doesn't make, like, bangers. And he
even though that's like, not true, because you people...
He has all the lights. He has...
Yeah.
Well, but I'm saying, like, does he have a banger, like, by himself? Like, a club song by himself? Because you got the one with Drake.
N95, I mean...
Yeah.
What's it? Mad City, the song. Yeah, Mad City.
Yeah.
And fuck, he got this.
Yeah, this the one.
Hey, look at D Rose getting that shout out.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Serena. That name gotta be registered in case the neighborhood watch. I mean, you know you niggas like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me, and I'ma send it up to Pot Ice. Put the wrong label on me, I'ma get them drop ice. Big chin nigga, and I won't pass the ice. How many? Yeah, did you hear Shawn Michaels? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not you. Never is a lie. Here's 69 God Ice. Freaky ass niggas need to steady ass inside ice. Bright ass up like a freight pack of side ice. City is back up, it's a must we outside ice.
Come on. That's gonna be everyone all summer.
For those who are on the audio adventure, D just got up and crip walk while wearing a red shirt. The irony.
Nah. I won't crip walking. Definitely not crip walking.
I'm kidding. That was a joke.
You were not crip. Definitely not. No gang affiliation. You gotta put that out in a time like this.
Yeah, no gang affiliation whatsoever on this show. This is all love.
But when you heard that, what did you think of the battle at that point?
Oh, I thought that was the knockout punch. Like, he was up, like, he went on that, like, meet the Grams. It was the 30-0 run. And then this was just, this is the when the buzzer's going to zero.
This is coming out the third quarter, Golden State Warrior dynasty style.
I thought it was over after Meet the Grams. I thought that was like the three someone takes at the buzzer up 30, like just to say, yeah. Or when Zion stole the ball and dunked it, was it against OKC? Who was it against? And they're like at the last second, like, that's that to me. Like, that's just a reminder, like, yes, I am that much better than you.
It's like Meet the Grams was scoring the touchdown at the end of halftime, not like us is scoring it fresh out of halftime. Now you're at four scores.
That was the onside kick in the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, that's when I was like, "Yeah, Drake." At this point,
well, you know what?
I don't know.
The Grams was the onside kick because we didn't see that coming, and then the last one was the pick six that sealed it.
Yeah, and then we had the heart part six, which
don't even mention that shit.
What are your thoughts on that record?
That sound like a man who desperate. That sound like a man that's trying to fill his stat line. Oh, I had a triple double. What you talking about?
You think that was like him and his camp saying we gotta put something that we can't let not like something. That we can't let the last if this is not like us can't be the last record because it's gonna say it puts us away. So if we go out at least fighting, we'll be able to let the people at least it'll muddy the waters of the people and give them something to say that we went out.
Because he said nothing in that track that made me think he is this master strategist.
So, would you say that Kendrick out-Draked Drake?
1,000%. Kendrick was ahead of Drake. Like, again, they were like when Family Matters dropped, that was Drake's chance to take over. And Kendrick put that fire out in 30 minutes. Because if Family Matters had even a day to breathe with the visuals and all that, like, Complex didn't even get a chance to break Family Matters down before they were. Do you follow Complex on Twitter? So Complex has kind of been given like a play-by-play what this bar means, what that bar means. They didn't even get a chance to do Family Matters. And then they would drop went straight to Meet the Grams. Like, they didn't Meet the Grams before Family Matters. Like, they stopped the Family Matters breakdown to jump to Meet the Grams. And I was like, yep, that's a wrap. That's it. He had to put something out. He had to say something. And what he said was whack.
It was, you know what someone said earlier that I thought was a really good analogy?
What's that?
They said Drake is the one guard that's all offense but no defense. So if you when he's clearly on the offensive, if he's always on the offensive is really when he's at his best. Yeah. But when he's at his worst is when he has to defend because it comes off a little emotional. It doesn't hit back the same.
Right? How do you beat pedophile allegations when we have evidence of you talking to underage girls? Millie Bobby Brown, he kissed that 17-year-old. He was hanging out with Kylie Jenner when she was 17. Like, we've seen it over the years, you talking to girls that are underage. Like, it's so bad dudes on Twitter like, well, actually, the age of consent is 16. You lost. You have lost. When people who know the age of consent around the country are defending you,
what I will say is when you're put in a position like that where you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. Here's what I'll say: a lot of people are saying that they can't respect Kendrick, this, that, and the third Drake one because you know he lied. This and third. Let me tell everyone out there listening, both sides lied.
Yes.
Everyone lied. Everyone involved lied.
We don't care.
There's also truths being told as well. Battle rap is always going to be a mixture of truth and false. Truth and lies. The main point is not to tell the truth always or spill tea, as some of y'all like to say. The main point is to get to people to look at the other side just a smidge differently.
Yep.
And if it works, if you have to sit there and say, wait, what about when you hear such and such about someone and you think about it and you have to debate, wait, that can't be true, right? Or is it?
It's not about proving that I'm right. It's about proving that you're wrong.
Yep.
That is, and that's the Donald Trump strategy. Who cares what I do? I just got to prove that you suck.
And I think Kendrick did that. I think Kendrick lied better. I think Kendrick was more entertaining in the beef. I think Drake, he sounded a little off his pivot, a little flustered in the Heart Part 6. Good rapping, but he did sound a little flustered. And it sounded like someone who knew that
this is it.
We'll
see you in 2025, my friend.
He was even on that record talking about how, hey, because remember when I started, when I played push-ups at the end, he was drop, drop, drop. And Heart Part 6, he was basically like, yeah, I'm off this played.
Yeah, he tried like, oh, I'm above this now. No, dog, see you next year.
See you next year. All right, on to some sports. On to some sports. My friend, it's been a few weeks.
It has.
A lot has happened in the sports world since we last chatted. Let's start off with the NFL draft. I guess that was the biggest thing football-wise. Let's start with biggest winners and biggest losers before we get into some individual teams.
Okay. I feel like the obvious winner, the Chicago Bears. You get your quarterback. Your offense is going to be elite. The biggest
elite
winner.
Elite is questionable.
I mean, you have Keenan Allen, you have Romo Odunze. Like, Caleb Williams is walking into a situation that was far better than anything Justin Fields could have dreamed of. Like, the Bears are winners. The Bears can sell hope for the next 5 years. Those are my really big winners. Everyone else had – I mean, we'll talk about the Falcons in a second. I think the Falcons may be catching a little too much hell. The biggest losers are the Titans, if you ask me. I feel like everyone felt like Joe Alt was going to be a Titan. And the Chargers said, nah, we'll take him. Thank you. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, right? Like, they got, what's my man's name? J.C. Latham. But I feel like everyone thought that Joe Alt was going to be a Titan. So I think the Titans lost. Can I be real honest with you? The biggest loser? The Broncos. Bo Nix? Bo Nix? That's what we're doing here?
Yeah, Bo Nix. You motherfucking right, Bo Nix.
Bo Nix?
Yeah, Bo Nix.
You tying your wagon to Bo Nix?
Why not? You got to take somebody.
Bo Nix?
Yes. What's wrong with Bo Nix? We don't know Bo Nix isn't bad. And with as much experience as he's had at the college, at collegiate level, come on, he played SEC football. He played Pac-12 football in a conference that went all the way to a national championship. Yeah, he played at Auburn and couldn't beat, Bama and them, but it wasn't like he was a bad player.
You get the most experience. We're going to talk about fantasy in a second, but would you, if you were a real NFL GM, would you hit your wagon to Bo Nix?
At where the Broncos are picking, yes.
Okay.
You got to get a QB. Your hand is tied.
You do. You put yourself in this position because you could have had Russell Wilson for another year.
I don't think anyone wanted that.
I mean,
wasn't the person that built that wanted Russell Wilson to be their QB. What about so for me, I would say the biggest winner. I like what the Eagles did with addressing their cornerback room.
I didn't want to be a homer.
I like what they did addressing their depth in the secondary. I think what was his name? Quinyon Mitchell
fell to 22.
Yeah,
and you told me that before the draft.
Yeah, I don't think anyone was expecting that many QBs to go that early. So
yeah,
so
out of us, what he had done.
Yeah, so I thought they were probably the biggest winners, and I think if I had a biggest loser. I'm sorry, Atlanta. You're gonna have to explain it to me.
Can we talk about this though? Can we talk about the Michael Penix pick?
Go ahead.
Because I can understand the logic in the pick, right? Because you got Kirk Cousins for 2 years, right? And if you think that Michael Penix can pick up because I feel like the Falcons are going to be successful. I think they're going to win the NFC South. If you want to have that continued success and you think Michael Penix can either be at the same level as Kirk Cousins or even take you a little bit higher than Kirk Cousins, then you take him and you have him for 5 years. And that fifth year option, like if he is what you think he is, you're going to get 3 years on a cost controlled contract with your quarterback as a starter. So you have money to pay Bijan, Kyle, Drake, and whatever other pieces you put around him. My only gripe with that is Michael Penix is old. It's not like he's 22. How old is Mike? I think Michael Penix is like 20. 25? Yeah, 20, he. 25? Yeah, like hold on. How old is that man? He's 23. So if all goes well, he'll be 25 when he starts. You have some quarterbacks like a Justin Herbert who have 60-70, who are going to have like 60-70 starts under their belt at that. Like that's the only knock is that he's older. I understand the logic. I think it's if the Falcons hadn't used their resources so terribly the past 3 years and did this, it might look different than what it does now. I wouldn't have done it, but I understand the logic. If you think Michael Penix is a starting quarterback in this league and you have a chance to get him, then you get him.
No. Listen.
No?
Listen, I think if you give Kirk Cousins all this guaranteed money, the best thing to do at that position, knowing that you have a defense that could be bolstered.
Yes.
You take the best defensive player there. Clearly, it's an offensive draft, so you definitely take the best defensive player there. And then, in my opinion, if what you're saying is correct, if I was Atlanta, I would hitch my wagon on next year's QB class. See if you need to maybe spend some assets, maybe to trade up to get maybe a Shador Sanders, who could then sit behind a Kirk Cousins.
But if you win the NFC South, like you're going to be drafting 24, 25.
But you may have some tradable pieces in-house that may be able to help you trade and get up.
Or you don't have to trade anything and get the guy if you think.
But if you're bad with Kirk Cousins next year, you'll have a good
but you don't expect to be bad anyway. With Kirk. You don't expect that though, right? You expect Kirk Cousins.
Exactly. So you go all in on the first year, and if y'all are bad, then y'all are bad, draft the quarterback. Then that basically lets Kirk know you got a couple years, 2 years at max to get it together, or in 2 years, this is your replacement. Why not do that?
Well, I feel like it's 2 years of Kirk Cousins is all you're getting regardless, whether they're both good or one's bad. Like, this is a 2 year commitment to Kirk.
What makes you say that?
His contract is 2 years. It's 50 million over, it's 3 years, but the first 2 years is where he gets all the money. You can get out after the second year. It's 2 years. This is a 2 year dance with Kirk Cousins. And if you think Michael Penix can be at Kirk's level or better, then you got to take him. I think I heard someone say Michael Penix goes to the Raiders or the Broncos and he's a baller. You're going to go to Arthur Blake and say, well, you know, we were thinking about taking Michael Penix, but we have Kirk Cousins. You lose your job. He would say, get out.
I don't know. I think I think Arthur Blank would also understand that we gave Kirk Cousins $100 million. And
yeah, this doesn't change a thing. Kirk's still going to get that money. If anything, this should motivate Kirk to be on the field during training camp. Because let me tell you something. If Michael Penix get out there, we're going to have another Russell Wilson. Michael, what's that dude's name from the Packers? It's not Michael Flynn. It was the old quarterback from LSU. Had that one great game. He was a Packer. Then he went to Matt Flynn. He went to Seattle and Russell took his job. We about to have that all over again. If Michael Penix is out there training camp and Kyle Pitts all of a sudden looks like, was he number 8 overall, number 6 overall? Kyle Pitts is like a top 10 pick.
Listen, Kurt, I know you a man of God. There's a Baptist church somewhere in Atlanta.
Oh, there's plenty of Baptist churches in Atlanta.
Go hug a pastor. Because in a few months, you think the city of Atlanta ain't going to want to see a brother that consistently wears a do-rag as their starting QB?
Amen.
And they're going to be saying amen too.
Amen. Listen, man, I'm saying.
Kirk,
but Kirk, you're going to get your money regardless, pimp. You got $100 million And it don't matter what Michael Penix, if Michael Penix take your job, you get cut, take your $100 million, and go somewhere where you're wanted. I bet you Sean Payton, after 1 year, Bo Nix will say, Kirk, I love you.
Can we wait a minute? Hold on. I just noticed something. And Bam was the one who pointed out. Are you sitting over there in a tank top?
Like, I am. It's hot. It is hot over here in the South. Summer is almost here.
So for the folks that are listening to the audio adventure, Bam said, sun's out, guns out in the DMV, Danny on a new cycle. I'm kind of wondering why you showed up with your bare arms out.
Well, first of all, so I went on vacation last week. I went to Mexico.
Bam, this brother got his bare arms out.
It's hot, first. Second, I got a nice tan. Like, my wife and I went to Mexico last week. It was a great trip, sat in the sun, read some books. It was great. I'm very tan. I look Dominican. Like, it's great. It's a beautiful thing. I'll tell you a funny story about what happened to us on vacation off air, because I know we're pressing up an hour. We got a lot to talk about. But I'll tell you after the show, some funny shit happened while we were there. And I think you'd appreciate it.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Well, you can't tell me now.
No. I want to be respectful of time. But okay. So I had this theory that if I could speak and understand Spanish on an elementary level, that we would have a better time. So I have a colleague of mine, and I was like, she speaks Spanish. And I was like, can you talk to me in Spanish in the coming weeks so I can, you know, get used to it, so when I get to Mexico, like, I can hold my own.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. Not only is HR on the phone, they're at your door.
I am HR, so boom. So anyway, so we get down there, and I talk to our housekeeper in Spanish. I said the wrong thing, but again, we're talking about an elementary level. Like, hey, I put some thought into this, and she perked up. I was like, got it. I was right. So my wife and I go to dinner the second night. It was all-inclusive resort, so we go to the dinner, and I start speaking to our waiter in Spanish. Again, I was holding my own, very elementary. So he says to me, he says, oh, habla español. And I was about to say a little bit, and my wife says, he don't speak Spanish. Don't fall for that.
Yeah, get him out of here. He don't know no damn Spanish. Okay, Drake, you gonna go in somebody else's country and appropriate him? We got him. Good.
Yeah, she blew up the spot. She blew up my spot.
Shut that shit down.
She said, no, he does not speak Spanish.
She said, the fuck is he talking about? The fuck is he talking about? Spanish? You don't know Spanish?
His English is broken.
That's basically what she said. Spanish? You don't know Spanish? You know what it reminds me of? You know what it reminds me of? Hawkeye. Spanish? You don't know no damn Spanish. Espanol? I'm not in no damn Espanol.
Dog, she shot my confidence. I didn't speak an ounce of Spanish the rest of the trip.
Really? So what was you doing for the rest of the trip?
I was speaking English.
Yeah, I bet you was. We got him. What do you think about? What do you think about the fantasy rookie draft? We had that. What do you think about your draft?
Oh, man. So, hold on. Let me pull up. Could you send a picture of the entire draft? I know. I don't think Shits and Grins is in here. But, man, he sniped both of my picks. Like, I'm happy with the Donnie Mitchell, but he was definitely my third choice. So, let me open up Sleeper. Because I had the first pick, Marvin Harrison Jr., 100%. Once he got drafted to the Cardinals, like, that's all I needed to see. I was serious. I know you guys thought I was joking, but if he was going to be a Patriot, I was going to have a long, hard thought.
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, so.
We don't believe you. You was going to take him number one regardless.
All right. So then my other targets were Xavier Worthy and Brian Thomas. And when we got to Ladd McConkey, I know he wasn't going to get drafted. He was the eighth pick, so I had two.
I know you said.
and shits and grins, he took Xavier Worthy. I was like, okay, there's no way he double dips. And then that son of a bitch took Brian. I was like, God. So I had to think about it. Like, I had my eyes on Adonai Mitchell, and I know the potential. Like, it's a big boomer bust. But at that spot, like, I really didn't think, and I couldn't trade out. I didn't want Keon Coleman. I have enough Bills players on my roster. Like, I don't want to invest too much in the Bills. I have Dalton Kincaid. I have Curtis Samuel. I ain't want the whole Bills offense on my roster. So I said, okay, my hands are tied. Not hog-tied, but tied.
Okay, I got you.
And then I had a couple picks after that. I took Blake Corum from the Rams. He has scored 72 touchdowns in the last three years.
I wasn't
years.
The happiest when that pick. That pick kind of shifted my running back mentality.
I mean, for me, it was because I took him. I was in a chat with Shits and Grins. He and I were talking about something, about a trade or something. He was like, yo, why did you take Blake Corum? And I was like, he just finds the end zone. Like, he just scores.
I think I got one of the better running backs in the draft at 301, but I'll talk about that later.
No, it's all you. Go for it. That's all I had.
Oh, well, as you know, I was either tied for the most picks, or I for sure had the most picks.
Oh, you definitely had the most picks.
Yeah, I had the most picks in this year's draft. So I was really focused on attacking an abundance of holes in my roster, particularly holes in my roster, Paul. Hey, particularly at the wide receiver position.
Yeah.
As you know, my wide receiver room coming into this season for this league was kind of light. You know, it was elderly. Mike Evans, mm-hmm. DeAndre Hopkins. You know, I traded for Jameson Williams earlier in the offseason. I also had Dontavius Wicks. So I was working with just a lot of older wide receivers. So I figured in the draft, in this type of wide receiver draft, wide receiver heavy draft, I should definitely go heavy on the wide receiver. So at 8 picks, I spent 5 of those 8 on wide receivers.
Yeah.
So I was able to get Malik Nabers at 102. I was able to get Troy Franklin at 306. Was able to get Roman Wilson at 307. Jermaine Burton at 309. Javon Baker at 310. So the very last pick of the draft. Four out of the last 5 picks in the draft, I took wide receivers. So 4 of the last 5 picks in the draft in total were me taking wide receivers.
Yes.
So, and then at quarterback, knowing that we'll be converting to a dynasty league in 2027, mm-hmm. I already started my scouting department on getting QB. So I was able to get J.J. McCarthy at 210. So I'm glad I was able to make that trade to get back into the second round. Because that
very smart.
That pick was, you know, I knew back when I made it a couple weeks ago it was going to be a good pick. So glad I got J.J. McCarthy. I can bank on the fact that he has some good wide receivers to throw to. So we'll definitely see about that. And then just in case J.J. McCarthy doesn't work out, my other quarterback that I took was Bo Nix. I do have both. Bo Nix and Troy Franklin. So if that wide receiver QB tandem starts to flourish, that could be money for the foreseeable future for me.
So which QB is going on your taxi squad? Bo?
J. McCarthy and Bo Nix, because my starting QBs are Josh Allen and Jared Goff.
Okay.
So my QB room is now what was before just Jared Goff and Josh Allen. I've added some real good depth behind that. I've added some really good depth at wide receiver. And then I only took one running back in the draft, and it was Marshawn Lloyd. I got him at 301. So that was your third round pick that ended up turning into Marshawn Lloyd, who I think is going to be one of the better running backs in the class. And so we'll see after this, we'll see, you know, what happens with, you know, him and Josh Jacobs splitting carries. And then we'll see what happens, you know, the year after that. So excited. I came away thinking that I would give myself maybe like a B plus, B minus grade Obviously, I had to dip back into the free agency bag and really kind of make some hard decisions so I can get some tight ends, because I needed to address that position, just knowing that Cole Kmet's going to be in an offense now that is going to have a little bit more pass catchers. So I was able to get Jatavion Sanders for only $5 off the waivers.
For me, the Brock Bowers pick threw me off like that, because Brock Bowers went third.
Yeah, he went third overall. So
yeah, which is funny because I've been trying to I've been trying to trade some tight ends, but that pick threw me. I was like, oh wow, Brock Bowers was very especially with Odunze. How do you say his last name? I always butcher Romeo Odunze.
Odunze?
Yeah, Odunze. I was like, man, so speaking of Odunze, so Greg
holds up the draft.
Had picks 4 and 5. I made Greg an offer for let me go to my chat with Greg. And you tell me if, because he said only serious inquiries only. I offered him Christian Watson in 201 for 104. But I was willing, like that was the start. Until he insulted me and was like serious inquiries only. He's been talking to me about Christian Watson for months. Is that a fair deal?
For 104?
Because I was trying to jump up for Odunze.
I mean, I'm not mad at it.
Is it an insult? How about that?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a deal worth starting a conversation.
Because he made it sound like I was insulting him. And I feel like he does that to everybody. Every trade offer, Greg's like, oh, how dare you? Like, dog,
when his offers be the criminal ones,
he'd be like, I'll give you a third round for Devontae Smith in a second.
She'd be like, yo, are you dead ass?
Yeah, like I was going to negotiate with him until he said serious only. And I was like, all right, dog, I know you don't have many offers that are better than that as a starting point. I know you don't. Held up the draft for nothing. Like, just make the picks, dog.
Just for him to take Caleb Williams and Romeo Odunze. Whatever.
I tried to jump back up because I was like, man, if I get my hands on Marvin Harrison, ain't no Odunze. But it didn't happen.
Let me tell you about another league I'm in. So my other dynasty league, it's a 12-team super flex league. This is year two. I mean, we just did our rookie draft, so we're going into year two.
Okay.
Let me tell you that this team I drafted. So I had 103, 106. Then I also had 206. 302, 306, 406, right?
Right.
So in this draft, I actually traded away Devontae Adams to get a running back, Tyler Algier, and pick 311.
Okay.
My thought behind this was the dude was on the clock. He was open to trading. His team was old and needed playmakers. I come from the school of Howie Roseman.
That's right.
Trade him before, a year before, not a year after.
That's right. I figured
because I have Tyreek Hill and Devontae Adams, I would get more for Tyreek Hill, but I would rather hang on to him and be a year late on him than being a year late on Devontae Adams with Gardner Minshew at the helm.
Correct.
So I traded away Devontae Adams. Got 311. This is in the draft too. So at 103, I took Jaden Daniels. At 106, I took Romeo Odunze. I thought I was going to get Malik Nabers so I could double him up, but I ended up getting Romeo Odunze. It's all good. At 206, I got Jonathan Brooks.
Wow. At 206?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But because he was injured, I got a little nervous. So then at 306, I picked Malachi Corley because he was there, and I was like, he's going to have a good QB, so I want him. Then I made the trade, at 302, I got Troy Franklin. So I got Troy Franklin in both dynasty leagues now. Okay. So Troy Franklin has a good career. He might be something. Then at 306, I got Malachi Corley. So now I'm stacking up on the wide receivers. Then I made the trade. Then at 311, I got Kimani Vidal, the running back for the Chargers. Okay. Here's why. Austin Eckler is gone. We don't know who the true running back one is. I know they got Gus Edwards. J.K. Dobbins. They also drafted. We don't know who Jim Harbaugh is going to have as their main running back. I traded for Kimani. I'm gonna keep him there. Think he might be something. I think he was a good player. And then at 406, I got Malik Washington at Miami. So that's why another reason why I'm hanging on to Tyreek Hill, because if Malik Washington turns out to be a good player, then I might have Tyreek Hill's eventual replacement.
Okay.
What's your thought about that?
I like it. I like where your head's at. I like the strategy again. School of Howie Roseman. Get rid of him a year early.
Another reason why I felt a little bit more comfortable trading Davante Adams, because I also have, listen to this, George Pickens.
Okay.
I also had Zamir White, the running back for the Raiders.
Yep.
And I can't have him and Davante on the same team, so I went with the younger player.
Yeah.
I also have Curtis Samuel. I also have Tyler Lockett, Dontavius Wicks, and Trey Palmer. So those are wide receivers I already had. So I was like, all right, it might be trial by committee if we have to get rid of Davante, but I think we can make it work.
Yeah, you can. And again, are you in a position like where you're win now? I mean, you're always trying to win now, but like
you. It really depends on the development of Jaden Daniels and Romo Odunze. If they turn out to be, I mean, maybe some of these other wide receivers. Actually, it really turns out to the development of Jaden Daniels. If he turns out to be who I think he is, then that trade I made to get in a position to draft Jaden Daniels, I feel pretty good about winning in the next 2 or 3 years. But if not, then maybe I'm bad and I'm back looking at QBs next season.
Are you like Bam and just
but all the I do. I do have Patty Mahomes. That's my QB one. So really, my search is a QB two.
Okay.
All right. So speaking of fantasy drafts, do you want to see an update of the startup draft that I'm in?
Yes, because Bam is in this league, correct?
Bam is in this league.
Yeah, let's get a. There it is.
I'm waiting.
Yeah. So, can you kind of talk us through your first three picks and who's potential?
So I had 101, of course, since I have Patrick Mahomes in my other 12-team Superflex league, I wasn't going to pass up an opportunity to draft him again. Then when I saw, some of these picks, I was like, okay, by the time it gets back to me, I was actually hoping for Kyler Murray or Jordan Love to maybe be at 112. Maybe some of these skill position players might go first. But once I saw Kyler Murray, I said, all right, I got to get my QB right now. I think Danny and I was talking about it. I was like, because by the time he gets back to me, I don't know if QBs are going to, like, any QBs are going to.
Which I'm shocked that Dak is still on the board. Because that was for me. I was like, maybe he should target Dak. But I thought, because you have some guys who hadn't drafted a single QB. I thought a run of QBs was coming. It looks like the only one that's gone is Trevor gone, Tua's gone, and Brock Purdy. I thought because for me, I was like, oh, man, Dak would be a great – oh, you're on the clock.
Here we go. Hold on. Let me stop sharing in case Bam is watching.
So who's the best available running back, wide receiver, tight end? Because you have one elite pass catcher in Tariq Hill.
So it says James Cook is the best running back. Wide receiver, you're going to laugh at this. Who do you think it is? Take a guess.
It's not Malik Neighbors, is it?
In the news today.
No, not Rashee Rice.
Rashee Rice. Okay. Tight end is Brock Bowers. So let me give you the best three at each position. Drake May, Dak Prescott, JJ McCarthy, QB, RB, James Cook, Rashad White, Josh Jacobs, and then Isaiah Pacheco is a fourth.
Okay.
Wide receiver, Rashee Rice, Zay Flowers, Tank Dell, T. Higgins, and Jordan Addison's a fifth.
Ooh.
Tight end, Brock Bowers, Dalton Kincaid, Kyle Pitts, Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews.
Ooh.
I got pick 412, and I also have pick 5-1.
My dumb ass to pick up T. Higgins. And who's the receiver before T. Higgins?
Tank Dell.
Yeah, I'd fucking pick them two and just say screw and have Tyreek, Tank, and T. But I know you need a running back. You have Tyreek, an elite pass catcher. So you need one more elite pass catcher. And you know, a quality starter at running back.
The way this is going, you think another QB will be back? I mean, by the time
I thought, back
to me, I mean, there's still, see, here's where it gets shaky. I do want a third QB on the roster.
Yeah. So who the QBs up? I saw JJ, I saw Dak.
Drake May, Dak, JJ, Jared Goff, Bryce Young, Deshaun Watson, Bo Nix, Kirk Cousins, Baker, Will Levis, Michael Penix Jr., Justin Fields, Matthew Stafford, Geno Smith. Maybe I try to target Matt Stafford.
Well, Bam can hear you. But yeah, like I think you're fine on the QB front.
Matt Stafford, Daniel Jones, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you'll have a QB to come back.
Aaron Rodgers.
I guess the question is, do you think so you can grab your you can grab two quality running backs, you can grab a quality running back and a great pass catcher, cuz I think you're going to be able to come back to a tight end, but I'm not sure. I can't see the board. Yeah.
Tight end, yeah, there's
plenty, I mean, but the problem is you don't want to be on Brock the back Bowers end of a is on run. The board,
which means that's the best tight end. So
yeah, but you said Kyle Pitts is there, Kelsey is there, Brock Bowers is there, Dalton Kincaid is there.
Yeah,
like you have options at tight end. My fears, like it's the way I always try to draft it, is not from need, but I kind of like by the time, especially in your position, what are the odds that there will be an elite person at this position group the next time we come around? So what are the odds is going to be not elite, but a good tight end or a good running back or a good wide receiver? Because it sounds like the running back pool is almost dry.
James Cook, Rashad White, Josh Jacobs, Isaiah Pacheco, DeAndre Swift, Ramondre Stevenson, Tony Pollard, Javonte Williams, Derek. Yeah, honestly, here's what I'll tell you. After Isaiah Pacheco,
there's a dip.
It is. At wide receiver, yeah. Where does it get to a place where I wouldn't want to draft this person? Rashee Rice, Zay Flowers, Tank Dell, T. Higgins, Jordan Addison, Debo, Xavier Worthy, George Pickens, Jackson Smith and Njigba, Devontae again, Ladd, Stephon Diggs, Jaden Reed, Mike Evans, Cooper Kupp, Keon Coleman, Amari Cooper, Ricky Pearsall.
I feel like that Stephon Diggs is the dip.
Nah, Jaden Reed.
Maybe.
Jaden Reed, Mike Evans, Cooper Kupp.
See, the problem is they're old.
Jaden Reed, Jaden Reed is he was a rookie last year.
I was talking about Mike and Cooper. Like, oh, Mike and Cooper. I feel like that's kind of like the dip, like that area.
It is. But now we're talking about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's 11th, 12th wide receiver. And there's probably a few people in there haven't taken a single
quarterback. So, yeah, the run on quarterbacks is about to begin, but you're fine. I guess it's so. Do you take a running
or I might be in a place where a QB. I think by the time I come back around, I think Aaron. I can tell you, I think by the time it comes back around, Michael Penix Jr. might be the best QB on the board,
which is fine.
You're right. So you're saying, so what
I'm saying, a running back for sure, because that pool's about to dry up.
I think two running backs for sure, because because
that pool is about to dry up real fast. Because there went up five names in that joint.
I think two running backs would be all right.
So who are your two? I know you're gonna get Josh Jacobs.
What? I mean,
because you're a Packers fan.
James Cook, Rashad White, Josh Jacobs, Isaiah Pacheco, Deion. Yeah, Isaiah Pacheco is the dip. So I can't go Isaiah Pacheco because I got Patty Mahomes. That don't make sense.
So it's definitely going to be Rashad White. Well, I would. Don't let me do this for you.
What do you think of a...
Because you want backs that complement each other, right? Like a power back, that's going to get your goal line touches. And then the back that's going to get your receiving yards, your screens.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. Who do you like more between James Cook and Rashad White?
So I low-key really love Rashad White. I've been trying to get Rashad White on my team, so I'm biased. I just like Rashad White. But who do you think is going to get more production?
I'll tell you what. This is why I think I'm leaning Rashad White. One's quarterback is not a running quarterback. More opportunities for them to get in the goal line. Let's look at age.
See, I feel like Rashad White is
25. James Cook is 24.
Oh, wow. Is it about much?
I mean, they're both in their second year, so they came in the league together.
Okay. I'm a Rashad White fan.
Rashad White would be a pass catching back.
No, Rashad, let's see, the 7 receptions he had. I feel like Rashad White is your shit. You could get both and just call it a night.
James Cook, let me ask you something. Yep. James Cook and Rashad White or Josh Jacobs. Hold on. I bet you Bam is talking some shit about me.
He's probably saying make the damn pick. Yep.
He is. I looked in the chat. He in the chat talking about some DX in his pod for tips. Bro was literally phoning a friend. James Cook and Rashad White or Josh Jacobs and Rashad White? Matter of fact.
Well, I feel like Josh Jacobs and Rashad
White. Rashad White's been picked. Rashad White's been picked.
Okay. I feel like they do the same thing. White and Jacobs. Hold on, I got it up right here. Who had the most catches in 2023? Johnson. See, Jacobs had 37.
Last year was a down year for Josh Jacobs.
That's true. So last year, Josh Jacobs had 37. Pacheco had 44. Oh, wow. Cook is not even on the list. There's James Cook had 44. And then, yeah, I don't think Rashad White had 64 receptions last year. So I'm wrong about Rashad. So, yeah, maybe you go with James Cook.
Wait, say that again?
I said Rashad White last year had 64 receptions.
Oh, brother, he's been picked already.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
James Cook and Josh Jacobs, I think. Or fuck it. Hey, look, someone else from the league is in here. My man Zorian's in here. What's up, Zoe? He said, "Stop cheating. This ain't cheating. Phoning a friend."
Yeah, this is brainstorming. Hey, man, Rashad and Josh Jacobs sound real nice to me. But are the Packers going to be? I mean, you know the Packers more than I do. Are they going to give him? Yo, dog. No, they didn't. Did they drop the link to the pod in the chat? Oh,
good. Let's talk. They're waiting. That's because they're waiting on me to pick. We're gonna drag this thing.
Do you think the Packers are going to use Josh Jacobs in a way that makes it formidable? Because Josh Allen is going to take away from James Cook. Like, that's just a given. Jordan Love ain't running nowhere, but do you think the Packers are going to be a more passing focused offense compared to running with Jacobs? If you think so.
I mean, we run the ball. Remember, Aaron Jones, if he doesn't get hurt, was probably a 1,000-yard back.
Sounds like you're picking Josh Jacobs, my brother.
That's right.
Didn't sound like you picking Josh Jacobs to me.
Josh Jacobs has been picked. There y'all go. A little brainstorming. Sometimes a brother just got to ask.
Rashad White and Josh Jacobs. That's a nasty. So you got Tyreek Hill, Josh Jacobs, Rashad White, Patty, and Tyreek Hill. Now we just need another elite pass catcher, which you should get one on the go around for. Don't let them talk to you. Look at all these haters been here. Is that man? Hold on.
What? Oh, this is hate. Look at a lot of hate.
Ooh, oh, okay. I did not realize that was an anime character. I thought that was a police officer. I was like, get that police officer out of here. Get out of here, officer. Nah, boo, this guy sinks. Dog.
Wait, what did Javon say? Apparently, someone called me to get Josh Jacobs. That's hate.
Dog, whole league in the stream making fun of you right now. Are you the commissioner of this league?
I am the commissioner of
this league. You know what you should do? Pause the draft for the rest of the night.
It pauses at 8 p.m. my time. It pauses at 8 p.m. my time. All right, so I got some time.
Dog, I don't know who Naruto is. I don't watch anime. Not that there's anything wrong with anime.
Can we talk about the NBA playoffs real quick?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Now that they got their draft going.
Pause the draft and I cry. Oh, it's a lot of hate. It's a lot of hate. Listen, Nuggets versus T-Wolves. The Nuggets are down 2-0-2. Is it over?
We real close, though. Did you see Ant-Man last night? Tell them people go home.
Yo, you know what I forgot about? The fact that Joker don't be playing defense. Because when he was playing the Lakers, it was like... He was a centerpiece. Let me tell y'all something. Jamal Murray versus the Lakers versus... As a Lakers fan, I'm just sitting there watching it like, yo, dog, not only is Ant-Man him, but damn, Lakers.
Do you know...
They punking the Nuggets, and the Nuggets punked us. They just... All the Nuggets did for five games was sit up in their chair.
Do you know what the funniest part about that entire series is?
We were losing most of it.
Naz Reid looking like Wilt Chamberlain throwing Joker shot. I know Anthony Edwards is somewhere saying, how did he do that? How did he block Joker shot? Because Anthony Edwards, I feel like, is more athletic than Naz Reid.
Where you get that hypothesis from?
I just feel like Anthony Edwards is like longer and should be able to contest a shot better than Naz Reid. Hold on.
Well, I got something for you. I know what you are.
Not like us. Go ahead and play it. I can feel it.
Come on. Come on. Come on. You got to get your... Hey,
got the girl saying Ovi ho. See how y'all commish acting? That's why he can't pick.
You just can't hear that song without doing a two-step. I don't care. Right up in that end part, how you put a dance? How you put like a
how step you put a dance and say Ovi ho, Ovi ho.
Listen, imagine being. What do you think the room was like for Drake and everyone?
He kicked everyone out. He heard Mustard on the beat. He stopped and he said, "Everybody out."
You think so?
Everybody get the fuck out right now.
You think he had to listen to that one in private?
Yes. Also, when Meet the Grams, he said, everyone, give me your phone. Put your phone on the table right now. I need to see who y'all been talking to. Put your phones on the table right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Keep them unlocked. Don't do anything. He's going to have, Derek Jeter used to have a policy, when you enter his home, you put your cell phone in a basket by the door.
Yeah, okay. Derek Jeter, that's going to be real crazy in the lawsuit.
We don't sass Derek Jeter.
Listen, OKC versus the Mavs. Who do you think is going to take game one?
I think OKC wins game one, but I think we about to get a master Luka series on a bad knee. I mean... I know Lou Dort is guarding him, and I know Lou Dort is elite. Like, I don't want to sleep on Lou Dort. I don't know, man. Something that, like, I told you this theory, and the Timberwolves are breaking this theory, that young teens have to go through some. You got to get your heart broken. Like, you just can't ascend to the top unless you're Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards is going to ascend to the top with no heartbreak, with no tribulations. But Chet about to run into some real physical hitters. They about to throw his bony ass on the ground. They're going to hit that man. They're going to hit him in his little bird chest. Hey, knock the wind out of him.
Whoa. It's gonna
be a rat.
Whoa.
I don't care how it sounds.
I like the
Thunder
Mavs
and four. Get out of here.
I like the Mavs in six. simply because I want to see more Kyrie Irving basketball.
Dog, thank you. When the game is closed, who the Thunder gonna give it to? SGA?
Yes.
That little mid-range stuff is cute. All right, man. Well, Thunder were one of the most clutch teams in the league, right?
Who?
The Thunder were one of the most. I know the Mavs were one of the most clutch teams.
I definitely think they up there. What do you think about this Boston and Cleveland? Oh, my God.
What's the score? How much is Boston up by?
Oh, 79 to 102. What the? That's Boston, Boston on a mission?
Can we back up for a second? SGA is not the MVP. Jokic is the MVP.
Yeah.
Jokic is the MVP. I know he's. It's not looking like the MVP now, but SGA is not. Probably that might be the only Thunder fan I've ever seen in my life. I thought all the Thunder fans, Luka should be the MVP. Yes, sir. Who is this? Who is this? Who is this? D, which one of your friends is this? Because he is correct. It should be Luka.
Listen, I swear to God, I was looking at this Cavs. Boston game, and the score was like 26-29 or something like that. I look again, it's 79-102.
That's why I want the Magic to win. We know what the Donovan Mitchell experience is deep in the playoffs. I want to see Paolo play. At least they play defense. Who is this man?
It's Nate. That's actually probably this guy, Nate, that's in the league.
God bless you, Nate.
Because
he right. It should be Luka. Luka should be the MVP, but everybody hate Luka because he fat and they don't think he play defense. Luka does play defense, Bam. Luka's the best on-ball defenders this year. All right, man. Y'all talking about don't play defense, but gonna sit here and tell me Joker.
How many games do you have the Mavs win in this series?
Fuck out my face, dog. Mavs in six.
Mavs. I also like Mavs in six.
I like the Mavs in six, dog. Give me Ant-Man versus Luka for a chance to go to the finals. Don't nobody care about no Oklahoma City Thunder. It was a cute story. Story over. Luka is here. The adults have entered the room. Tell them little boys it's bedtime. The men are here.
You sound like a fan of the Knicks. Who you got winning that series? Knicks or the Pacers?
Oh, the Knicks. Streets. Listen, man. The streets need this Knicks train to keep on rolling to keep the Eastern Conference positioning because that shit boring as fuck.
Will it be fun to see the Knicks versus the Celtics?
Yes, 100%. 1,000%.
Let me tell you why. In no way, shape, or form will the winner of that the fan base of that of the winner of a like a Celtics Knicks conference finals, it would be nasty discourse.
Dog, racism is going to be at an all-time high in Boston.
I know. Give me the Pacers in six versus the Knicks.
Jesus, no.
Give me the Celtics in four.
America does not need to see Tyrese Halliburton's ugly ass shot in Eastern Conference Finals. We deserve better than that.
Yo, how did the Cavs beat the Magic? I don't understand that.
Dog, when we don't care about we know what Donovan meant. We've been here before. We know how this ends. That's whatever.
Cavs got Sam Hauser out there just yamming on him. Oh my goodness.
I don't care, man. I just care about the West. I want to see Knicks, Celtics, Mavericks, Wolves, and let the adults play basketball.
So far early, who's your early finals predictor?
I don't know how you can pick against the Wolves right now. I don't know how you can pick against Celtics. It looks like Wolves Celtics right now. Anthony Edwards hasn't lost in the playoffs. He's 6-0 right now. He's shrugging. He said, "Don't compare me to Michael Jordan," and then that man do the shrug after hitting that three. He know what he's doing. Put them on. Get the paternity test.
Celtics, Mavs.
Hey, don't let Luka reach it. Don't let Luka reach the finals. That's it. Don't.
Yep.
Don't let Luka.
Celtics, reach the Mavs finals. Is my pick right now.
I'll take it. The Thunder and six man and boys can't even.
Yo. Let me tell you something. Luka versus Tatum in the battle of who's the real wing of the NBA, the new true wing in the NBA would be fire. Plus JB versus Kyrie in the Kings of Consciousness battle.
Who come out first burning sage?
Kyrie. Yo. Kyrie's coming out with a little dream catcher. little dream catcher.
Jalen Brown going to have a little third eye pendant on his own. Oh, yeah.
That's the ultimate Kings of Consciousness. Listen, Kyrie going to score on Jalen Brown. Talk about some peace and blessings, brother.
Broccoli is man-made. We was kings.
Yo, Jalen Brown getting 40 put on him by Kyrie. And after every bucket, he's just like, Ashalam Aleikum, peace shalom. I'm sorry. I'm going to leave it alone. Oh, man. All right. What do you think about Wemby winning Rookie of the Year and Rudy winning Defensive Player of the Year?
Did you see that Wemby won it? I know Chet is pissed. Chet's like, I didn't even get one. Like, Wemby got 99 votes, and Chet got second place. But it was.
Listen, Chet, I think Chet.
Hey, yo, Nate. Whoa.
I think Chet is going to be happy when that second contract comes through, because he's going to be all right. When that second contract comes through, he's going to say, Rookie of the Year, who? But I would say, if you watched Wemby play basketball, brother, I'd give it to him too.
Yeah, like, what are we talking about here?
And there's a case that if the Spurs were a little bit better, Wemby would have a case at Defensive Player of the Year for real.
1,000%. It's Wemby and it's not close. But I also like that Wemby and Chet hate each other. Like, they don't like each other at all. That's great. Yeah.
Wemby versus Chet is the real NBA version of. Actually, no, I'm not going to do that to them. That's going to be the new.
That's the new race war.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I'm on the right side of history.
He not even American. All right, see, that's how we got a Canadian with Pharrell chain and Tupac ring.
My side just got a.
Why does nobody think that shit's kind of fucking weird?
What?
This guy that's not from America that just so happens to be a rapper is just collecting like hip like.
So he got the G-Unit chain made. Artifact. That's not a G-Unit chain. He got that G-Unit chain made.
Okay, I'm talking about Tupac's ring, Pharrell's chain.
Oh yeah,
like
But that goes right back to the colonizer stuff, right? Like that sounds just like some shit.
Listen, that whole Atlanta breakdown segment. Listen, I was listening to that. Like, yo, I said, yo, there's no way if I'm Drake, I could listen to this and not at least put the gun on the table. You got to at least think about all options.
Everybody out. Get the fuck out right now. Because I got
to
have
at least one person in that room said, yo, you don't need to respond. Not this time.
Everybody out. I got some soul searching to do. And he did. And he came up with that weak ass stuff the other day.
Yeah, bro. Because if he was a pedophile, he would have been arrested. And I'm like, oh.
Right. If I was a pedophile. Like, have you? Oh, yeah. The justice system sure is fair, bud. Yeah. Rich people.
I know his sassy ass is in there writing that line. Yeah, this will get him. That's exactly what he was doing.
Get the pedophile. I'll show you. I said you he's false in that, information.
He's in that bitch that's a maniac.
Dude, these are mine. Hey, dog.
Drake, that was a fire bar, but shut the hell up with that bar. Don't try to reflip it. Said, don't try to reflip it. Nah,
I
don't reflip
fed him.
It.
Fake information. So you told him you were a pedophile?
Yeah, I also never got that. What?
Oh, I fed him fake information. I told him
on the fake daughter. That's what he said. Which, okay, let me get this out there. I don't believe the boy to have a daughter out there. I believe that.
I think that's a lie.
I do believe that to be a good played lie. Do I believe?
But again, if you're
but
feeding,
until I see proof, like I see any proof of any of these allegations, I'm gonna assume all of this is lying. So you gotta assume that everybody's lying.
Who's telling the best believable lie? And if you feeding somebody false information and have no proof that you've been feeding false information,
they did say that there was the thing with Kendrick and the woman in Vegas and potentially something happened there. But I also seen him in an interview a year later say that never happened. The woman recanted her statement; they never pressed charges.
Or now that's a talk.
It was a media takeout story that
media had, takeout still exists.
I don't know, bro. Listen,
that's crazy.
I don't know. So But I was like, okay, well, if Kendrick is a domestic abuser, like,
oh shit, it does exist.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
But they also in that statement said she recanted her statement. No charges were pressed. So.
Yeah, but that's a deeper dive into domestic violence that I don't think we're ready to talk about tonight, about people who recant their statements or victims who recant their statements.
Yeah. So, but I mean,
I still can't believe my man in here talking about some of the thunder and fork. Get out of here, dog.
And to believe that he just stepped on a whole record with another one 30 minutes later. So did you
everybody play put your phones on the motherfucking table and so unlock that?
So did he plan that too?
No, that just proves Kendrick has them all. I'm telling everybody put their motherfucking phone on the table. Or if Drake is smart, he would start telling people individual things differently, and whatever comes out, that's the snitch.
But if you were feeding people fake information, how did he land on the pedophilia angle? One.
I mean, that's been in the circles for years, though, right? Like, we've been talking about Drake talking to underage girls for a very long time.
Okay. Okay. So then if you had fake information, well, wouldn't your fake information would have landed you at knowing about Meet the Grams? So wouldn't Family Matters come out after that?
Exactly. Like I said, I think that's a lie. I think Kendrick has a mole. Drake is lying about this false information. Like, if you giving people false information,
but then kind of insinuate that there might be a daughter, then that you're saying.
I don't think there's a daughter. I think that's a lie. I think it's funny, but you know, but it's, it was very specific.
You think the mole is real, the daughter is not.
I don't know, because he was very specific that it is an 11-year-old girl. You should have been watching Frozen with her. It's not like he's like, oh, there's a girl out there somewhere that you don't know about. It's no. She's 11. He should have taught you your ABCs. Meanwhile, he out here popping perks. I don't know. But I do know everybody's phone on the motherfucking table, unlock dash, and leave. Go out in the living room and wait.
I don't know. I guess we'll see. But until someone, or until there's like hard evidence, I mean, it's recanted statements, stuff that happened, what, close to 10 years ago with recanted statements. It's like, well, dog, if the police couldn't do nothing, then fuck you want me to believe here then?
Let me ask you a question. This will be the last thing I ask. If you're Drake, do you hire a private investigator? Because I won five. Because this is the second time. Because remember, Pusha T said there was a mole. That's how he got the information about Adonis.
Someone else who beefed with Drake said the same thing.
Yeah. So, hey, man, if I'm Drake, I'm sitting in a room paranoid. I'm hiring a PI. We got to find this guy because this can't keep happening. This is the second time you've lost a beef because somebody in your camp.
But here's the thing. There won't be a third one because he ain't popping out for no more rap beefs after this.
Never. But you still got to find out who sold you out.
And whoever did leak this information, not only did he lose a rap battle, this is a serious gut punch or kink in an armor that was pretty, that really only had one, maybe one loss. You can get it off. You're 1-1. Now you're 1-2.
Like, there's no collaboration album with 21 Savage that can save you, dog. There's no collab album with a hip hop artist. There's no 2 Chainz album that can save you. Weezy ain't got the juice he used to have. Young Money can't come save you. Like, there's no one out here who can come and save you. The guy who has the power to save you, one of them backed out, another guy's beating you up right now in front of everybody.
In front of everybody. So you have Kendrick winning as well?
Oh, Kendrick in the landslide. Like I said, listen, meet the Grams.
You called this brother out. Drop. And he came back in the booth with, I see dead people. I'm going to tell you right now, a brother couldn't diss me on that, and we could, man, I'm in that room, like.
And not only that, but someone got shot in front of Drake's house.
And you know how I know that Drake knows that it was a hit? Everyone who listened to it had the same collective response verse by verse. Verse by verse, that everyone was like, ooh, the A minor, everyone was like, oh, Then by the end, you can't get to that. Then step this way. You can't get to it without a little.
We can't. Little two-step. You got jig to it, man. As soon as I heard Muzzled on the beat, I said, "Yep, we done."
Listen, yeah, he didn't get he and Mustard know how to put out a hit because he didn't got too many with Tyga, YG, so on he and so forth.
Listen, man, but also the biggest winner is Metro. Like Metro, like he created a whole army. He had cats rapping in Japanese.
Yo, did you see the one BBO Drizzy song telling ASAP Rocky not to respond? Yo, ASAP, I know you want to respond. Leave the booth. Do not touch a mic.
Here's the thing about the ASAP diss. You dissing me because I get to procreate with Rihanna and I'm fly? Oh, man. What a terrible life I lead. Oh, no. I got the girl you wanted. We have a family together and I'm fly.
This is my last question. Then we can wrap this up. What did you think about Drake's line? And it's a line that's really bothered me. It's the only line that really bothers me in Family Matters. Kendrick rapping like he trying to free the slaves. Yo, when I tell you I had to stop as I was driving home, and I said, well, who the fuck he think he rapping to? Who are these slaves?
Okay, so are these slaves? When I first heard that, I kind of understood what he was saying.
I understood what he's saying. He's trying to call him a fake activist, which he did. Basically called him a fake activist. But my G, whoever was in the booth riding with you, who told you to say, somebody should have said, yo, this bar shouldn't leave here.
This should not. That bar needs to come from J. Cole, not from you.
Yeah, like someone in there should have been like, yo, I think he's going to flip that. I maybe would say it a little bit differently because that's a way he could flip that.
Like that bar needs to come from Vince Staples because then it's funny if Vince Staples says it because he's funny.
This is like running cover two, but letting somebody run the inside post right in between them. Boom. Like, you got it.
Rick Ross needs to say that line, not like you. Because you already started with a maybe I shouldn't say, and then the N-word pops up immediately. Okay.
So you basically doubled down on it. And which guess is funny. What Kendrick did? He flipped you doubling down on it. Oh, so you're going to say it again? Let me prove my point. Now you not only prove my point, let me further explain it how. You call 21 when you need this. You call Future when you need this. You call Thug when you need this. You 2 Chainz said this. Migos said that. I was like, oh.
2 Chainz said you was hot, but he lied.
Yo, don't rap beef with nobody. You know I got in a rap beef once?
With who?
Let's say that story for next week.
Okay. Say that story you're in Greece next week, though. We're off next week, right?
We're off next week?
I thought you were out next week.
No, next Tuesday is my birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're here. Okay. The following Tuesday, I'll be in Greece.
Oh, okay.
Following 2 Tuesdays, I'll be in Greece. Yeah, next Tuesday will be the birthday, so I'll be here for a good old-fashioned birthday stream. BBL Drizzy! BBL Drizzy! Man, let the good people know where to find you at, my brother.
Family on the Bird app, Danny Ocean 41. Next week, it's your birthday. It'll be our last show for the month because we're off the next 2 weeks after that, right? So yeah. We'll have some fun. Going42.com. Thanks for hosting. D, where can the folks find you? You've been doing a lot of DJ sessions lately.
Yes, I've been active, been out here spinning these tunes. Make sure you guys follow the boy at Los D Mix on Instagram, SoundCloud, YouTube, Twitch. We be outside. Sometimes on my Twitch as well, you can find me streaming Madden games. I'm in a Dynasty League, a franchise mode league, whatever. Let me tell you something. Madden be pissing me off. Anyway, Instagram, X, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud. I just put out a new mix from my set on Saturday. I did play that Not Like Us, and I had to put a little bit more West Coast on it just because. Just make sure y'all throw a follow. Bam. Hopefully, we'll see if you pick again before before the pause on the draft, but Mahomes, Jaden Daniels, Tyreek Hill, Rashad White, Josh Jacobs.
Sounds like a good one to me.
It's not a bad one. We got to get back to our film stuff. We'll be back on that pretty soon.
Yeah. Also follow the pod. Speak on underscore pod. Oh goodness gracious. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. We'll start posting more TikToks. I swear, I just don't know how to do TikTok. But I will learn because TikTok is where it's at.
You got it, my boy. You got it.
Anything else, D?
Listen, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get some vibes. Let me get some vibes going for us.
Please let it be the you know what I'm talking about. Baby Aldridge. It's so hard, man. That beat goes so hard.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to be with us, and all we can do is thank you for your time tonight. To everyone who is still listening from that draft, don't take 4 hours to pick. But if you're going to think, make sure you think well, and if you need to phone in a call, well, this is not a game show. You can make that call anytime you need. Just don't ask anyone else in the league, because that is conspiracy.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being at episode 140 of Speak On It. You make sure you have a great week. Much love. We're out.